When U.S. servicemen and women come home from deployments overseas, they look forward to reunions with family and friends. At some point, they'll be ready to take a vacation. One place you may find them is at Shades of Green, a resort at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Christopher Elliott visited and sent this report.
Just outside the Magic Kingdom, you'll find the unobtrusive, impeccably manicured entrance. It looks like any other resort. There's a waterfall in the atrium, buses full of tourists waiting out front. But look closer. Aren't those flags of the armed services flapping in the breeze?
We are actually the hospitality division for the United States Army. These resorts are for all services, active duty and retired.
Jim McGrindle is the general manager of Shades of Green, one of just four resorts in the world exclusively built for GIs.
When they arrive here, it's a total change from the environment they've been in. They're greeted like their family in a home away from home. And it's just amazing how much they really appreciate having these facilities available for them.
On the inside, this 586-room resort is unlike any other. The hotel is tax-exempt but self-sustaining, so it doesn't rely on the government for its budget. Profits are plowed back into the resort, which means that the prices can be kept lower than they would be in the civilian world. Everything from the food served at AFES, the Army and Air Force Exchange Service cafeteria, to tickets to nearby Disney World is on average about 30% cheaper. But Don Renner, a National Guardsman here on a week's vacation with his wife and two kids, said the accommodations are generous.
We had three beds, which is nice because the two kids, they fight. So having two beds is a lot nicer, and the price will probably definitely bring us back because the hotel room is cheaper, and the food, we can go down to the AFES down there and buy your snacks and stuff instead of buying them at the park and things like that.
For Sergeant Mark Sockwell, who was on leave from Afghanistan, visiting the Shades of Green Resort with his family meant an opportunity to get away from a high-stress job with the chopper unit that supported the country's recent election.
We hauled a majority of the ballots in and out of the areas in the southern part of Afghanistan to prevent the possibility of any kind of problems trying to bring them in by vehicle. So we brought the election officials in and the ballots into the valleys and local provincial areas. And then once the balloting was finished, we flew out and picked everything up and brought them back into Kandahar for the vote process.
Sockwell said it's nice to go from worrying about the welfare of an emerging democracy to having someone worry about your own welfare.
I mean, you know, they cater to the military. You know that there are certain things that are going to be here that you need. What I like is being able to check out a set of golf clubs from the MWR program and go play golf. So I'm worried about lugging golf clubs down here.
Being a guest at Shades of Green is like entering a different world where men and women walk through the hotel dressed in cutoffs and swimsuits, but somehow still manage to keep a military bearing. It's a reassuring feeling for guests like John Funkhauser, who is retired from the Army and whose wife remains on active duty.
It gives me a good feeling to know that everybody here is with the military, and I enjoy that because I spent 20 years in myself.
Outside the hotel, in front of a large fountain, bellman Michael Swain says he sees guests arriving here every day. Sometimes, they see their families for the first time right here at the check-in area.
You know, it just does touch your heart a little bit because, you know, these people have been out there defending the country and just literally putting their lives in harm's way every day. And just to see them be able to come back safe and link up with, you know, kids and wives and husbands in some cases, it's really special.
But Shades of Green is also special in ways you can't necessarily see. The guests who come here to escape war and conflict are still, in a way, in a protected world. They're reconnecting with civilian life surrounded by their own. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Elliott in Orlando.